New York City's 328 public housing developments have been falling into decay for years, mostly because of federal, state, and city cutbacks. Now, a sweeping plan calls for NYCHA to raise revenue and cut costs so it can stay viable into the future. As WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports, it includes everything from increased parking fees to shedding thousands of apartments the housing authority says are too expensive to run.
NYCHA is by far the largest public housing authority in the country, with more than 11,000 employees and roughly 500,000 residents. But its buildings are also the oldest, and it's using money to fix them on day-to-day operations instead. The result? Buildings are plagued by leaky roofs, mold infestations, broken locks, and gas leaks. NYCHA Chair Shola Olatoye says the only way to get out from under the decay is to make dramatic change.
It's the sum total of all of these strategies that gets us into a break-even proposition by 2018, which we then can leverage and go to the city of New York, to the private bond market, and actually get the real money to deal with what would then be a $12 billion capital need.
Olatoye says the federal government, which built the housing, only pays about 60% of what it actually takes to operate each apartment.
So right off the bat, there's about a $90 million operating deficit that's baked into our budget, and we are going to eliminate that.
For instance, the agency plans to offload 14,000 apartments scattered around the city in brownstones, tenement buildings, and other places. Officials say these apartments account for 6% of public housing, but 20% of its operating costs. Victor Bach from the Community Service Society has been advocating for public housing for 20 years. He says getting rid of these apartments will be controversial, but he agrees they're a problem.
They were not developed as NYCHA housing. They were usually taken over as a result of abandonment in the 1970s, and they're difficult to service. They're costly in terms of capital needs.
Olatoye says the city wants to transfer these units to federal programs with more reliable funding, such as Section 8. A nonprofit would take over the buildings, and rents would stay affordable. NYCHA also wants to raise money by charging more at its parking lots. The plan would nearly triple the parking revenue from $5 million to $14 million. But Adrian Singletary says she already can't afford her spot at the Ingersoll Houses in Brooklyn.
And that's bad. And we live right here, and that's our parking lot, and we cannot park.
Overcoming the frustration of tenants like Singletary will be one of NYCHA's biggest challenges. They have little trust in the authority. There are always rumors that developments are being sold or that graft and corruption are rife. Singletary says tenants feel ripped off, especially when they have to pay rent for shoddy apartments.
I got tired of waiting for them. I started painting my own apartment. I started plastering my own apartment. And I paid them $1,000 a month to live here.
Singletary says she pays her rent on time each month. But the housing authority says there are many who don't. NYCHA says it will seek to recover $30 million a year in uncollected rent. Olatoye says some tenants are chronically late, some may withhold rent because repairs never get made, and some may be unemployed or suffering other hardships. She says NYCHA, which has a reputation for taking tenants to court, will work with other city agencies to provide rental assistance when necessary.
Rent helps support the operation of your building. And so what we have to do is deliver and improve on the quality of service and quality of life in our buildings, and we need all of the revenue that we can in order to do that.
Another way to raise revenue is to sell or lease land inside developments to build more housing. The Bloomberg administration tried that. They wanted to build luxury housing, but tenants protested and the plan got shelved. Olatoye says de Blasio wants to build 10,000 units of affordable housing over the next 10 years. They also want developers to build housing that would be half affordable and half market rate. She wouldn't say where those buildings would go or how much of it there would be.
We have a number of very valuable sites throughout the city that we are going to dispose of and work with. And these sites are located in areas that require no relocation or demolition of existing uses or buildings or people.
Olatoye estimates the market rate deals could generate $300 to $500 million over 10 years. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.